Mr. Secretary, thank you so very, very much for your leadership. Once a mayor, always a mayor, right? Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake, I want to congratulate the mayor. The city looks awesome. And I also want to give a big round of applause to the hardworking men and women of the International Longshoremen's Association. Mr. Vice President, as you know, we have a tremendous workforce, and that really is the heart and soul of what makes the Port of Baltimore function and thrive and actually grow. I want to thank our congressional delegation for understanding that the center of Maryland is this Port of Baltimore, and Ben Cardin, our friend Ben, Senator Barbara Mikulski, now the chair of the Appropriations Committee, Congressman Sarbanes, Congressman Ruppersberger, Congressman Cummings, these individuals that we send to the halls of our nation's capital understand that there is no progress without jobs, and they understand how many jobs this port generates. And I want to salute and thank them for their great work at this port and keeping those lanes open year after year. Mr. Vice President, we want to thank you and President Obama for having the courage to lead, to having the courage to act, for having the courage to make the better choices that all of us know will bring about the better results we seek. And those results are jobs and a stronger and growing middle class. That's why your presence here is so very important to all of us. We understand in Maryland and in Baltimore that in order for a modern economy to create jobs, we need to be able to be willing to come together and make modern investments. Investments that we can only make when we act together. That's why we've been recognized as the number one public schools in America for 5 years in a row. That's why the U.S. Chamber has acknowledged Maryland as the number one state in America for innovation and entrepreneurship. So far, together, thanks to President Obama and Vice President Biden and the leadership of our Congress, together, because of the hardworking men and women of this port and this state, we've recovered 94% of the jobs we lost in the recession, which means we still have a ways to go. And that's why today's announcement is so important. The cranes over my shoulder, those cranes were purchased with a public-private partnership that allows us now to accommodate the larger ships coming through the Panama Canal. That's jobs. That's a stronger middle class. The dollars that the Congress people have fought for to dredge the port and to keep it open for those larger ships, those are jobs. Over 100,000 jobs are supported by the activity that goes on at this port. And the Vice President is here today to announce another major investment. In conjunction with the state, we will be making the investments that improve the connections, the linkages of the rail and the roads that allow us to create more jobs and to move more cargo. Ladies and gentlemen, in the fight for a stronger middle class and for more jobs, the Vice President has been a tireless advocate for the cause of a stronger American middle class. He has been leading in the Recovery and Reinvestment Act efforts to create jobs and expand opportunity, leading in efforts to make all of our neighborhoods safer, and leading in efforts like the ones he's here today to announce that improve the infrastructure that connect all of us to a world of greater opportunities and greater jobs for our kids.